البيان راديو presents the following program presented by شيخ وليد ملحم.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من ولا. عشرة أسباب تجلب محبة الله تعالى. 10 ways to acquire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. We had mentioned in point number 8, secluding oneself during the time of divine descent, and to turn to your Lord and recite his speech, contemplate with the heart, and adorn yourself with the manners of a worshipper in front of him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and conclude all of this by seeking forgiveness and repenting. This was the 8th way, and we emphasize more so about seclusion, al-i'tikaf wal-khalwa ma'allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that was of course a common sunnah and a common characteristic of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he would seclude himself and he would mention and glorify and praise and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a lot of good barakah comes down with regards or when this happens. And we mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam secluding himself in Ghar Hira, and what had happened, the wahi, the revelation, and there were a few other examples. The 9th way of acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the 9th way where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love can be earned and attained, inshaAllah ta'ala, is accompany those who truly, sincerely love Him. So this point here is good companionship. Collect the best fruits of their speech, just as one would pick only the best fruits. Remain silent, except when you are certain there is more benefit in your speech, and when you know it will better your condition and better others. So this one here, there are two points in this 9th piece of advice in the book that we are going through, or a few words this that is being mentioned is from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, 100 pieces of advice from Ibn al-Qayyim. And we are speaking about subheading 'Ashratu Asbabin Tujlibu Mahabbatullah, 10 ways of acquiring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love. Now here in the 9th point, accompanying those who truly love Him. Now, if you accompany those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will remind you, and then inshaAllah wa ta'ala, this will also stain or affect you to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. A sign of somebody loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting forth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments before anything else. A sign of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the book of Allah, praying your prayers on time, safeguarding your eyes and ears and so forth. So accompanying those who truly love Him, this inshaAllah wa ta'ala will acquire the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated that the least that you will take with regards to a good companion is a good smell. Yani when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the example of the companion or a friend that you should be seeking, and the difference between the two, the example that was given was a good friend who sells misk, perfume, a perfume seller, and a bad friend, a friend whom is a blacksmith, works with metal, and these heavy metals whereabouts. So the perfume seller, the least you will attain from him is a good smell, or the effect that you receive, meaning it is something pleasant. And of course the blacksmith, the least you will take is a bad smell, and also, and you can say ashes or some type of any dirty material being passed on with regards to the blacksmith, knowing that he grinds the metal, he welds the metal, and so forth. For here, accompany those who truly, sincerely love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second point here, that you remain silent except when you are certain there is more benefit in your speech. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had stated in a hadith, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him say good or let him remain silent. So one of two. Yani subhanAllah, either you say something good or either you remain silent. Remaining silent is a good thing. Keeping things to yourself is a good thing. People may say, no, you need to express all the time. You need to. unfortunately, a lot of expression is not always going to come out good. And saying a lot, as Umar ibn al-Khattab, he had mentioned in a statement, kathratul kalam, kathratul khata. Excessive speech, excessive in sin, or mistake, I should say. So the more you speak, the more mistake you may mention. Our statements aren't, of course, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor is it revelation. So there are going to be some words at times that we say that are irrelevant, that are not so pleasant. So here, acquiring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accompany those who truly love Him, and so you can reap and you can attain the fruits and the best of them. And we use the example of the blacksmith and the perfume seller. And then we said, remain silent unless you are certain that which you need to say is going to be better. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be of those who accompany only the best and those whom only say the best. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that a word that could be uttered, that is mentioned with heedlessness, that is not taken into consideration, could throw the person into the hellfire more. Again, the distance between the 70 years. Kalima, a statement that could be said, that will throw somebody into the hellfire, yazilu biha fi nari jahannam ab'ada ma bayna al-mashriq wal-maghrib, more further than the east and the west. So a duration and a distance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard our speech, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to only say the good. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be of those who've acquired the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pardon us for our shortcoming. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.